The side effect profile for bevacizumab is best established from the phase 3 studies in advanced disease, those being the large studies reported with the IFL regimen and also the FOLFOX4 regimen, which was the study conducted by Bruce Giantonio and the Eastern Cooperative Group. In general, there are several themes to the toxicity profile in those settings that may be informative for what to expect in the adjuvant setting. The first is that there really was no increase in chemotherapy-related side effects. The only exception to that was the increase in neuropathy related to greater time on oxaliplatin. That was because patients were deriving more benefit and stayed on treatment longer. In the adjuvant setting, this really should not be an increased risk because the duration of time on treatment is mandated by the standards of adjuvant therapy, not by continued benefit as there would be in the advanced disease setting. Aside from the chemotherapy side effects, which are not increased, there are a few bevacizumab-specific side effects which may be relevant in the adjuvant setting. Most notably, these are going to be issues like hypertension. In general, however, this is probably reversible over time for most patients. There is a small increase in the risk of an arterial thromboembolic event, such as a heart attack or a stroke, or a transient ischemic attack or unstable angina. While there are many ways to look at this, in aggregate, the best way is probably to assume that the amount of increased risk is about twofold. The vast majority of such events are not fatal, although the even non-fatal events can carry significant morbidity. When the background rate is low, for example, 1%, which is what it is for most patients who are treated with advanced colorectal cancer, doubling that risk goes to about 2% or so. Or if the risk is 1 to 2%, the risk then is around 3 to 4%. Now, in the adjuvant setting, this may be an issue for patients who would potentially be cured if there's a small increased risk of morbidity related to these arterial thromboembolic events. In general, for advanced disease, the greatest risk to the patient in terms of both mortality and morbidity is the cancer. In the adjuvant setting, the risk associated with arterial thromboembolic events is likely to be low, but we don't know the true risk-benefit ratio until the studies are completed in total. That is, we know the impact of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting in terms of improvement in disease-free survival, overall survival, specific side effects such as arterial thromboembolic events, and the implications of those side effects on mortality or morbidity. Because the event rates are expected to be low, it is almost certain that we'll need to wait until these studies are completely accrued and there is mature data to be able to make a true assessment of the real risk-benefit ratio in the adjuvant setting.